Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. So we go across the country, mob. You can have your say in Yarn Up Strong and tell us how you're travelling in this uncharted waters, different world we're living in at the moment. 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother 0457-140-550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. So do check that out. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the Delhi country of ours. Welcome back to your National Talk Black program. National Talk Black, go across the nation. Thanks to NERS. Speaking of NERS, we're going to catch up with the general manager. We have Karen Durante on the line. Karen, very good morning, my sister. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. COVID-19 free.
Good.
I think.
Good. Nah, good. You are. Stay safe. Stay safe. Yeah. Like I said, we live in uncharted waters, Karen, and very scary. But if we do what the laws are put in place, we abide by those laws, and look, we can keep safe, can't we?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it's good to see that the infection rates have gone down, at least here in Australia. And people are obviously observing those regulations that have been put in place by the Commonwealth and by the states and territories. So, what's the saying? We're all in this together. So,
we are.
Stay safe and stay strong.
Too deadly, my sister, too deadly. Now, thank you for coming to the program. Now, first of all, congratulations on your new appointment as General Manager of NERS. So give us a bit of background. Let the mob know who's Karen Durante in this field. Well, who your mob first, my sister?
Yeah, so my mob, I'm Wagadagam on my mother's side and Miriam from my father's side. And grew up on Thursday Island and in Weeper as well. So I'm, a far north Queensland girl by heart, but I've been living on Yuggera country, for nearly 20.
That's right.
Nearly 20,
adoption down that
years.
Way now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that makes me kind of a local.
Yeah, true.
But, but obviously got my start in media working for ABC Cairns. And, and made my way sort of throughout the ABC to Brisbane and then decided, you know what, I'm tired of auntie. I want to go back to the community radio sector, cut my teeth, at 4MW up on Thursday Island doing volunteer work there as a school kid. So I've always been involved in media for a long time now.
Mm-hmm. And so then what happened after that? So you did some work with Beamer as well, didn't you?
Yes, I work with Brisbane Indigenous Media Association, so got to work with old boss man there, the late Tiger Bale.
Yes.
And, it was a fantastic opportunity that, he gave to me, and, it's now another fantastic opportunity to be General Manager for the National Indigenous Radio Service, which has been going since, 1997, which is, an amazing feat given, the financial climate that the Indigenous media sector faces.
Sure. We run on the smell of an oily rag, don't we?
Oh, I'm sure of it. What's the name? Yeah, no, and it's been a real pleasure actually working now for the National Indigenous Radio Service since, was it December of last year?
Yes.
And we've got a great team, Adam Evans, Marinda Mignette, Callan Murray, who's a he's moving now into his second year as a cadet journalist, and Stephen Clark, and they've been doing wonders, the troops. We've been working remotely.
Yes.
Since, COVID-19 came in place, yeah. So they've been working from home with their trusty little laptops and their little
technology.
Mixer and, the technology has obviously enabled us to be able to do that and still deliver the new service, those 15 bulletins per day, Monday to Friday, and also the 24-hour programming to Indigenous and community radio stations who might need it, especially in these times where they might be affected by, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic. So,
well, very important, the fact that we're communicating with our mob, so it's a very powerful tool, First Nation radio station, and NERS doing a fantastic job. And like I said, with the climate we're living in at the moment, it's about communicating with our mob, entertaining them, yes, music, but also letting them know this space that we're living in at the moment and how we can adapt and what we need to do. And, of course, the strong message, protecting our elders.
Absolutely. And, you know, the really good thing that's also come out of this is, although we miss the sort of social contact with each other, the use of technology, we keep in touch with each other using that technology. But it's been good to see that radio numbers are up. People are listening more to radio than they are to music streaming and all that kind of stuff. So obviously, you know, a sector like ours is really important, particularly for keeping our mob informed of the latest movements and, you know, where health clinics are doing testing and all that kind of stuff, and supporting, you know, our community organisations as well who are in the front line of this pandemic.
Sure, exactly, you know. And when we're talking about isolation, you know, and we haven't got that physical touch with our mob, you know, it's, like I said, it's devastating. It's a new world we live in, but we need to do it. And this message that we deliver across the airwaves is, like I said, very important. And because people are getting in that space of anxiety and, you know, mental depression or whatever the case may be, you know. And we just need to hear that the Murray voice or the Blackfella music and that touch and the stories from our mob and how we're travelling in this space. So a very powerful tool.
And it's challenging too. I mean, we're social people.
Yes.
You know, like I saw that someone's actually got sorry business and, you know, the new regulations.
Yeah, that too, exactly.
Now, you know, only 10 people to go to a funeral. Now, we come from large families.
Big time.
And it's you know, difficult to keep funeral numbers down. People want to go and show their respect and, you know.
And which way they can't. That's right.
They can't, exactly. Birthday parties too. I mean, my grandchild, she's got a birthday coming up soon, and she reckoned to me, which is, you know, Torres Strait for grandmother. She reckoned, you know, can I have a birthday party? I said, no, it's just going to be a little quiet one.
Yes.
You know? So, anyway.
And that's the space we're living in, my sister, you know. And look, we're strong in spirit, you know. Our ancestors are watching us and, you know, and with us. And like I said, 60,000 years, we ain't going nowhere, you know. But we need to do what we need to do to keep our mob safe and keep our mob strong, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. And we keep them informed, which is what we hope we're doing very well through the National Indigenous Radio Service and through programs like yours.
Very important, and love the space I'm working in, you know, yarning with mob there and getting some powerful stories, you know, good and bad about the situation we're in. But also talk about before the virus came along and then life after the virus in that sense, you know what I mean?
That's going to be interesting. I mean, one of the things, I guess, is that, you know, from an office administration point of view, our overheads are certainly going to be a little bit lower because we're working remotely, so there's no power or telephone bill from an office perspective. But, you know, when this pandemic is over, and I hope it will be soon, will we continue, go back into the office?
Business as usual.
Because we've demonstrated that we can work remotely, that it might change the whole working culture altogether, and the whole office space might be a thing of the past.
No, very much so. So it's very sad times, unknown times, you know, and there is light at the end of the tunnel if we adhere to the rules that are put in place. My sister, very good yarn with you. Thank you so very much, and congratulations once again in your position there, my sister.
Thank you. And, no worries. Thank you, Trevor, and take care.
And big shout out to your deadly team, and you take care, you and your beautiful family, my sister.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There it is, the General Manager of NERS, National News Radio Service, Karen Durante. And fantastic. Been appointed as November last year and holding the reins and doing a fantastic job and holding the reins and step into this position. And then all of a sudden, upside down because of coronavirus and running as skeleton staff, but still doing a fantastic job and putting the news out there, National Indigenous News, and programs like this, National Talk Back. So, look, we work hand-in-hand. With NERS and love the work they're doing, a team effort. And as she pointed out, we are all in this together in regard to the COVID-19 virus, as well as delivering the music and entertainment stories and yarns via First Nation radio station. So you can add to the conversation 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 0457-140-550. The brother is the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, and that is National Talk Black. Yes, you know it. National Talk Black, housed at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Stay black, stay deadly, and stay safe, you mob. Stay tuned. Black as I, Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns. BBM Bumber Bit Media, 98.7 FM. Give me a call, have a yarn, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text me 0457140550. And otherwise, Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And see all our deadly yarns there and deadly photos. And also catch up with stories that we've been having throughout the week, especially this time we're living in, COVID-19. And look, don't forget Australia's government's national COVID-19 helpline, that is 1-800-020-080. The number again for the COVID-19 helpline, that's government's national helpline, 1-800-020-080. So if you've got something going on, is there some questions you need to ask or any queries regarding the virus and what's happening in your area, then give that number a call and have the questions. But add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We're going across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and need to adhere to the rules that are put in place. And, of course, that is stay at home. If you don't need to leave home, stay at home. If you do leave home, at least two people. Only two people, you included. And if you're out and about 1.5 metres away from other people, cough into your elbow or your sleeve. And if you're using tissue, discard the tissue straight away. Need what we need to do and keep the virus down. This pandemic is upon us and don't know how long we're in for, but get ready for the long haul. Government's talking about 6 months and we need to do what we need to do. And if you woke up this morning, then get excited about that. Have your say, mob. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
The old mission town stands by the sea. The stole our people from the Kimberley. A mission from God to save our souls from the evil one with the white man's goals. They took our children from their parents. Church became a guardian. The government made a future. Stealing our children from their families. The stolen generation became a history. Stolen at birth, given a new life. I am black, but my parents are white. Shame of a nation. Stolen generation, shame of a nation. The stolen generation, shame of a nation. The stolen generation, shame of a nation. The stolen generation. Our fathers are white, our mothers are black. The colors half cast, either white or black. A new generation, a whole new race. Taken from our families, a bloody disgrace. Where do I live? Where do I go? One thing I haven't, that's my soul. You won't say sorry, you won't give me land. But you'll stand up and shake my hand. Stolen at birth, given a new life. I am black, my parents are white. Shame of a nation. Stolen generation, shame of a nation. The stolen generation, shame of a nation. The stolen generation, shame of a nation. The stolen generation. I am a man and they took my son. I couldn't compete against a white man's guns. I walked 100 miles following my son, trying to get him back, but I failed again. I want to die, I couldn't protect him. I am a wreck, living in misery. They took my son away from me and grew him up in another family. Stolen at birth, given a new life. I am black, my parents are white. Shame of a nation. The stolen generation. Shame of a nation. The stolen generation. Shame of a nation. The stolen generation. Shame of a nation, the stolen generation. What is trade policy controlled as blacks? Kingdoms and reserves and old mission shacks. They try to bring us out and make us white. Rejecting our culture and our rights. The referendum gave us our rights. Most of Australians supported our fight. Times are changing for better or worse. It's in the will of us to make it work. At birth, given a new life. I am black, my parents are white. Shame of a nation. The stolen generation. Shame of a nation. The stolen generation. Shame of a nation.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
How can I forget the first time we both met, when you and I were holding hands? You lit up my life, and I kept wondering why I only met you in my dreams. I didn't think I could find a love like this. I didn't think that angels like you exist. But darling, now I know for sure. Baby, you're mine, and darling, I'm yours. We have our ups and downs, and times can be so tough when you're riding in a rodeo of love.
Yeah, Rodeo of Love, Warren Malira here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, you mob, give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Yarn and with the mob out there is the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And you can have your say here on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. We're housed at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrit Media, 19.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Going to catch up now, we've got Tony Gibbs online. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor. How you going, mate?
I'm well, my friend. How are you travelling?
Okay, I'm good, mate. Yes, yesterday was about the airport. It's a different song, but I've got something else to say that continued on from something I said before a bit. I called up before and said we had a real problem going to Centrelink with my business, a cancer patient. You asked me how she was, mate, and I couldn't really answer yesterday. I was talking about that the airport thing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
She's pretty devastated because all she wanted was her sixth chemo treatment, and that all got cancelled. And we've had devastation of things going wrong. I said before that the Centrelink a couple of weeks ago didn't accept, since she didn't have enough identification.
Mm.
Oh, it's got worse, mate. It's got worse. They've sent a new set of papers out, and they sent them to the post office. That's after we went in and said, yeah, well, we're not in Goldsborough anymore, we've got a house in town, and they knew everything, and they sent the papers to the post office, the news set, after the ones I took, they're all signed by doctors and doctor certificates, and I did go to the post office because I wanted to see if them that bonus was in there the other day, and I didn't really want to go out at all, you know how it
sure.
is.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I got the papers home and they said, well, they've been sitting there for a couple of weeks because they weren't sent to the house, they were sent to the post office.
But didn't you say you went into Centrelink? You went in to see them?
Remember, I said before, we come out of Donna's chemo one day and we went straight to Centrelink and they held us up in there questioning me because I'm an Australian resident, not an Australian citizen, and I had to repeat that I come off what ship and what time and everything, and they wasted all their time on me and they didn't accept her papers. And all we was trying to do is put
this is at the counter, is that right? This is at the counter?
So yeah, we went to the counter. She was suffering, she was in there, you know.
Space we're living in and looking at your age and vulnerable people you are, and because there's a virus, and they're not supporting you, not helping you in regarding getting this right.
No, mate, it's just sentiment. There's some kind of prejudice going in there against this. It's just too ridiculous. It's 6 months now that we could have had a carer payment, and I'm trying to... I'm working... someone here said...
I understand they're really under the pump to this space we're living in at the moment. But it's talking about dotting I's, crossing T's, or help and supporting the people as they come in.
Yeah, the ridiculous thing is they keep sending around these, you know, the little blue card, the Centrelink card. They send them out, but they've rejected the claim because they haven't got enough identification of it. And it's 6 months
but
now.
Don't you guys receive your pension anyway?
We get a pension, mate, but because I've been put into a carer's position,
yeah,
I'm supposed to get a carer's allowance. I think it's $100 a fortnight on top, but they owe us 6 months now, and they've delayed it. And the last letter said that if I don't respond, and because the letter said in the post office for a couple of weeks, they were supposed to come home. They're gonna cut it off.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, your proof that you are the carer for your other half. You know, I mean, what more proof do you need?
This is what I'm saying, mate. So all I can do is. And it's 5 days straight I've been on now, and it's a full week's work, you know.
Of course it is, yes.
And it is work, you know, because...
And we're talking about being in isolation, you know, stay at home and don't travel anywhere, but you're going back and forth to get monies.
Yeah, well, it's got to the point where I'm just going to say shove the money because it's just not worth the stress.
Well, not worth the stress, exactly. The physical, the mental, and the virus upon us, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, somebody in Centrelink somewhere, it's the national call, that's why I didn't wait till after 12. I was going to wait then. Because
what about phone contact?
Sorry?
What about phone contact? Ringing them? Discussing it that way?
You want to try and get through the Centrelink.
Yeah, true, exactly.
It's just impossible.
15 hours later, you're still on the phone. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, and I just can't do the... It's just unworkable.
And look, it causes anxiety. It causes, depression. It's not good. It's not safe. It's not healthy, and people need to do their job properly.
It causes disgust and hatred against the system. You know.
Sure. Well, a young person get frustrated, and look, they got the energy, the time, run back and forwards, and you know, and communicate. But when you're talking elders and the position that you and Don are in, that's not good. Looking after our seniors.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, we're older now. You know, I used to joke before. Me and her are the same age as that Charles and Di, eh?
Yeah, Charles and Di. Okay. We're still together.
We sort of met when them two were getting married. You know, I'm 71 now, and I'm 58. I just hope that this call can reach somebody in Centrelink.
Yeah. Exactly.
We don't want to just be locked up in the house too. We need to get in the car and get out, and the things she wants to do, these are final wishes, you know.
Sure. Essential stuff. And just keep that mind occupied, going for a drive, you know, even if you're not getting out of the car. But listen, I've got to keep moving, my friend, but thank you for your call. Please keep in touch, and love the Donna there. Tony?
Thank you, Trevor, for taking the call.
Thanks, brother. That's Tony Gibbs there calling from Goldsborough, Gordonville, 20 minutes south here of Cairns, and the situation there regarding elderly and back and forth with Centrelink, who are doing a fantastic job, but under the pump and under the pressure, but adhering to helping the elders first in that sense, you know. But have you say, Jan Armstrong, here on your daily program, National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Hey, good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumblebee Midi, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Love to hear what you've got to say. Your mob, give us a call, 1-800-422-416, and let's keep it strong, your mob, and the world we're living in at the moment. Look, stay safe, your mob, and you need to do what you need to do to keep your family safe. And if you're staying at home, then stay at home. Don't leave your home unless you really, really need to. and travel with two people. There's a new rule, and 1.5 metres away from each other. Wash your hand constantly, and live safe and work smart, your mom. We're going to catch up and have a beautiful yarn with Christine Morgan, National Mental Health Commission, CEO. And look, the statement is, we are all in this together. Australia's mental health and wellbeing received $74 million boost to service and support during COVID-19 pandemic. The National Mental Health Commission, the Commission, has today welcomed the federal government's mental health response to COVID-19 with an initial commitment of $74 million as an essential mental health service and support for all Australians. We've got Christine Morgan on the line. Christine, good morning. How are you?
I am good, thanks, Trevor. And thanks so much for having me here. I'm really looking forward to just having a bit of a yarn with you about all of this.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for coming to this space in regard to National Talk Black. Look, a very important space that you work in. And look, with the climate we're living in, very, very scary in regard to the pandemic and the virus. And look, can affect a lot of people in different ways. We're talking the thought process, the mental health and the well-being. That's the space that you work in. And look, the other hat I wear, Christine, I'm a motivational speaker, life coach as well. And I strongly believe the worst disease out there is a mental disease. This is before the virus came along. But look, a very important space we need to be dealing with in this space. Don't you agree?
I so agree, Trevor. And I think that, in fact, if we get our social, emotional, mental health well-being right, then that kind of gets us okay for all these other challenges we've got to go through. Because I don't know about you, but for me, it's really impacting. And you don't know what's going to happen anymore. You don't know what the future holds. So I think all of our mental health is being affected. And for those of us who might already be struggling with mental health issues when this pandemic started, it's just got a whole heap worse. So I think being able to really understand the impact on our mental health is a big part of this, and trying to work out what's the right way to go forward and what help do we need to give people to make sure we can all go forward and come out the other side.
Well, exactly, you know, and when we're talking about the unknown, what's around the corner, it's a dark tunnel we're walking down, and that can affect the mental stability of humans, you know. Some people handle it different to others and better than others, but it can create havoc in the thought process, you know, and then it affects your whole life, your whole aspect of life, yes.
Doesn't it just? Yeah, you kind of don't know what the future holds. And then add on to it that, as you just have said when you were introducing this, even the way we do things has been changed. So for those of us who like to be with people, you know, and we have families and we come together in groups and we spend time together, and now we're being told, no, you can't do that.
Yes.
That's not safe. And we're being told that our elders, our elderly people who are our so important to us are highly at risk. And oh gosh, the whole thing is really like, there's a lot of anxiety around it that is very genuine. And what we have to try and do is provide people with ways that we might have to be we actually call it being physically distant, not social distancing, because we think actually it's being physically distant,
exactly,
but still socially connected.
Sure. I mean,
have to stay
talk to your neighbour from across the fence. You know what I mean?
That's
still
it.
Have that
That's
conversation. Even if you're sitting outside the gate having a cup of tea and I'm sitting on my porch, we're communicating.
We're still communicating, and that's the really important thing. We're in this together, and I think that's something so important, particularly for those of us for whom community is really, really important. It's still really important that we look after our elderly people. They are so important to us. We need them. So doing things to keep ourselves safe will keep them safe, but we have to reach out to each other.
Yeah, very much so. And when we're talking about communication, it takes people away from the norm in regard to the routine that we all know. And if you've got someone in that mental state where they've got their routine and that keeps them on the up, and now it's all sort of upside down, that thought process then can go into damage mode in how they process it, yes?
That's right. So if we're not, if we need support right at the beginning of this, then yes, we're even more vulnerable, I guess, to being affected by all of the uncertainty, and that makes it two things are really important, I think, Trevor. The first is that we watch out for each other, and that we keep an eye out for our brothers, our sisters, our family members who need help, and then that we actually help them get help. Because we know with anything to do with our mental well-being, with our emotional, social well-being, the earlier we act on it, the better it will be. So I think that's a really important thing too.
And the title for our conversation is We Are In This Together, and you've mentioned that, which is so important. We need to get it together together. And as you said, look out and support and have that conversation with family and friends and with your neighbours, and that communication. Travel with your eyes open, so to speak, with your heart open and your mind open in regard to that support. We as First Nation people, we are connected spiritually. So that's the other title I like to bring into the conversation, spirituality. That's very important.
Oh, look, it's so much. And in fact, I have learned that. I have such a big thank you to all of our First Nation people that I met when I travelled around Australia last year. And I myself am a very spiritual person. And it was so wonderful to hear the importance, and it's so true, of bringing together our mental and our well-being, our physical well-being, and our spiritual well-being. And without that, we can't be whole. We can't work properly. And so important it is. And I love how you've just said there, walk with our eyes open and our hearts open and our souls open, because then we will see what each other needs and we can help each other. We really can. We are bigger than the pandemic. We're bigger than COVID-19 if we all work on it together.
Sure. And it's funny, I've come across some beautiful people out there and witty people, and they use the tools as in social media. And there was a nice capture of a man sitting at home, sort of like he was meditating. And the statement was, the capture was, we cannot go outside, but we can go inside.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, isn't that powerful?
That. And that is so powerful. And it's talking about the fact that as we're closed off from doing our normal things, we've got all of our inner resources.
Yes.
And that's where the more we look after our mental well-being and get help if we need it, so that we can stay mentally strong. Because if we stay mentally strong, we can look inside ourselves and use all of our abilities to actually look after each other.
Exactly, very much so. And look, I also like to take my hat off to your deadly team, the workers who are in this space in regard to reaching out for the people with the mental support that they need, and the people who are giving it to them. And I want to put a message out to them for them to take care as well and look after themselves in the work that they're doing.
That is so important too, isn't it? And so many people in your community as well who are working with people and helping them in any and every way they can. And yes, we need to stay safe, but we just... And I think what we're finding, Trevor, is new ways of doing it. So if we can't do it our old way, okay, we're bigger than that. Let's find a new way of doing it. As you say, have a cup of tea with you sitting on a porch and me sitting away from you, but we're still having a cup of tea together. Reach out, help each other. And you know the biggest, most important thing, apart from staying connected, and I think your community does this so wonderfully and we learn from it, is talk.
Talk
about it.
Yarning circle, there it is.
Yarning circle.
It's not just a platform for gossip. It's beautiful yarns. It's deep.
It's a beautiful yarn because once you take your fears and once you put your fears into words and once you share those words with somebody else, then they start to lose some of their ability to hurt us.
Well, that is
so important to do.
Very much so. Christian, a very spiritual conversation here. And look, very important space you work in. And hats off to your beautiful team, your deadly team. And we are living in uncharted waters. And we need to get this together, as your statement says. We are in this together. And that is so true and so very important. Christian, I thank you very much for your yarn. You take care of yourself. And all the best to you and your deadly team there, sister.
Thank you so much, and the same back to you and your team. It's just amazing all the good work you're doing and spreading the word. So thank you, and take care and stay safe.
All the best, Christine. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A beautiful yarn there. This is Christine Morgan, National Mental Health Commission, the commission, CEO she is. And look, it's great news that it's just received $74 million boost to support during the COVID-19 pandemic in regards to the space of health and well-being, and a very important organisation there. And so thank Christine very much for coming to the conversation. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. You can add to the conversation. Call the brother, 1-800-422-416. And the brothers, Bully and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your program. Murray just steering the ship into the future. And the future is 12 noon. We run the program 11 a.m. to 12 noon. So do jump in, have your conversation. Yarn with us, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBM 98.7 FM.
To Deadly Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via News, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I want to hear what you've got to say and yarn up strong, you mob too deadly. All right, we're going to catch up with yarn now with Angela Bates, Development and Investment Manager, Indigenous Department of Screen Australia, and talk about the application that is now available for you mob to apply, No Ordinary Black Short Film Initiative. On the line, we've got Angela. Good morning, sis. How are you?
I'm good, very good, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Sister, where are you based?
I'm based in Sydney.
In Sydney, all right. And at the moment, operating from home, yes?
Working from home, yes, for a couple of weeks now. So it's not too bad.
There you go. Well, no interruptions. Fantastic. Yeah. Look, beautiful space you're working in regarding, Screen Australia. And we're talking about a new initiative, and look, it's all applications are now open. No Ordinary Black Short Film. So, put us in the picture, pardon the pun, in regarding the application and this initiative, and how our mob can get involved.
So this is a really great opportunity for new and emerging First Nations filmmakers to bring their stories to the screen and potentially, you know, launch their careers. So. Mm. I guess initiatives like this one are so important because we are always trying to identify new talent and grow them, and short films, film initiatives like this one, you know, have also launched the careers of people like Warwick Thornton, Ivan Sen and Katrina McKenzie and Beck Cole, to name a few. So it's kind of also like a stepping stone, if you like.
Fantastic. So we're talking short film. So what's the duration? What time are we looking at to produce something?
All up, it'll be 8 minutes, and that'll include, you know, opening titles and credits.
Okay, is that any topic we're talking here?
Yeah, you know, like, I guess, you know, we'd encourage people to be as imaginative as possible, and, you know, we do assess on a criteria, and generally we'd like the stories to be, you know, we'll assess based on the strengths of the story and, you know, there's a number of the strength and sort of distinctiveness of the idea and the concept and you know, use of compelling characters and etc.
Well, that beautiful song, yeah. When from little things, big things grow, this could open up doors to the potential filmmaker as such. Doors can open up, a book could be made, a movie could be made, and before you know it, Hollywood, yeah?
Absolutely, you know, anything's possible, and you know, a lot of our great, as mentioned, our great filmmakers, you know, launched their film careers from short drama initiatives, and you know, I think even Taika Waititi over in New Zealand, you know, who's working in Hollywood now, he's started off doing short films.
Fantastic. So very important space and a nice foundation to build your career upon. So what about the individuals out there? I mean, people aren't, majority of people haven't got in their cupboards or in their garages a whole film equipment as such. What are we talking, mobile phones?
Yeah, No, so generally what happens is once the applicants are selected, so usually what happens, we run like a workshop, so people bring everyone together, I think. And then, you know, we'd supply the camera equipment and stuff, and then they would sit, you know, sort of film a little bit of a trailer or... and then from that, we select, I think it was 5 or 6 people, to, and then, you know, fund them production money to go into full production. So from that budget, which is 120, I think up to 120,000.
Sure.
You know, in partnership also with the broadcaster NITV and also some of our state screen agencies have come on board as partners as well, and funding money towards that too. So initially for the development phase, which is, you know, the 4-day intensive workshop, people would be given $5,000 to develop at that workshop.
Okay, fantastic. All right, yeah. Beautiful. So the applications are open. How do people apply?
Just go online to our Screen Australia sort of link, and it's under No Ordinary Black Short Films Initiative. And so all of the information on how to apply, the selection criteria process, everything is on that page. So basically, you know, stories should have a maximum of 2 main characters with minimal support characters and no more than 2 locations.
All right, fantastic. So there it is.
You know, basically the more characters and the more locations, the more money it costs. So we try and minimise that, yeah.
Sure, fantastic. Yeah. Look, it's a great space, a very important space, and from little things, big things grow. Thank you very much for your chat. So to all our mob out there, is open. Check it out, Screen Australia online, and go for the Apply Now, No Ordinary Black Short Film Initiative. Angela, thank you for your yarn. You take care, keep safe, and look, we'll be talking soon, my sister.
Thank you, Trevor, and no worries. Thank you. And I just probably should mention that during these times of COVID, and, you know, like the workshop will obviously be delayed because sort of mid-June, I think we were planning on having a workshop. But we'll adapt according to the times and, you know, there's a lot of writing that can take place and Zoom meetings and stuff like that. So people don't be dissuaded. Like, it's probably, you know, a really great time actually to come in for this and to further develop through Zoom meetings and stuff.
Blessed are the flexible, and we need to be flexible in these times. That's so true, my sister. Thank you so very much, Angela. All the best to you and your team and your family as well, sis.
Thank you, and all the best to you.
Take care. Bye-bye-da. A beautiful yarn there. Angela Bates, Development and Investment Manager, Indigenous Department at Screen Australia. So there's an opportunity for you mob out there, you filmmakers, if you've got the vision and the passion to be on the big screen or just start small, from little things, big things grow. You can apply now, No Ordinary Black Short Film Initiative. That's the segment you're looking for on Screen Australia. So do check it out, your mob, and we need more black people there on film. And if not acting, then behind the camera. Either way, we need directors. Have you say, you mob, yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We're live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BB and Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. And your host is the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. Give me a call, you mob. Let's have a yarn. Too deadly.
Na, na, na. Na, 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 na. Na na na. Na 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 na.
Good.
Nah.
Yeah, Two Deadly, Healthy Living, Healthy Lifestyle. That's Mary G with Fruit Song here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Like this deadly man, we've got someone on the line. Good morning. Hey, shut up. Someone going to walk about. Someone give me a call back. Got about 4 minutes left on the program. But he's a local boy. So for your local mob, I will continue my program, COVID-19 special, from 12 noon Queensland time to 1 o'clock. So if you missed the yarn here and now, you can catch up with me. Otherwise, your mob across the nation, look, stay tuned to your deadly First Nation radio stations across the airwaves. And this is Trendy Trev from National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brit Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And it was deadly to catch up with Karen Durante, the general manager of NERS, appointed in October last year. And she's holding the reins and steering the ship and doing a fantastic job. So big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much. And their house there at the First Nation radio station in Brisbane at BEMA, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. So a beautiful network of First Nation radio stations across the country delivering all the music and entertainment and yarns for you mob in this space that we're living in at the moment. And most people are at home, of course, where you need to be. And look, if you get sick of watching Netflix, then click on the wireless, the radio, and listen to mob yarning and add to the conversations. But Murray, going to sign off here with your daily program, National Talk Black, and look, stay tuned. We'll be yarning tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 12 noon Queensland time, National Talk Black. We go across the nation thanks to NERS and the house at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And for our mob, local mob, stay tuned. And Trendy Trev will continue yarns for the next hour, 12 noon to 1 o'clock. 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. Too deadly. So stay.